The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, how about that Cro-Magnon Marty Drywitz? Thank you, Marty, for silky smooth sound. Make me sound like Peggy Lee.
Robin Williams, you know, I was at, some kid said I was with some friends, and the son of my buddy goes, "Hey Joe, you should play Robin Williams, Good Morning Vietnam." I said that is great because, and I said that was so funny. Robin was so brilliant in that he played a disc jockey in that, and yeah, referred to Robert Wall, my buddy who I came up in the comedy club with. That's a Robin Williams from Good Morning Vietnam, and
Uncle
sadly,
Floyd was in that movie.
Uncle Floyd Vivino was in that movie. It was great. He was great in that movie. You're right. Thank you, Al. It's so funny. And I just said, I had such, when I meet people, and I'm old and I've been around, and then they're magnificent human beings, and then brilliantly talented. Oh, you can't ask for more than that. And Robin was one of those individuals. He was so brilliant. And I'll tell you, I know I've seen brilliant. This guy was brilliant, but he was so warm, so very quiet, very introspective, and always respectful. So he passed away 6 years ago today, actually, took his own life. What a tragedy. So we remember Robin Williams, the great Robin Williams, which is interesting, too, Al. I saw Time Life. I said Time Life, you know? When I think of Time Life, I think of, oh, it's Rudy Valley. It's Bob Hope. You know, they'll pick some old time. Now they're doing a Robin Williams retrospective,
right,
with the Order Now. And I said, does that make us really old?
Because
yes,
it does.
It's getting a little too.
When the Johnny Carson one came out, I felt old.
Yeah.
Robin, really? Oh, boy.
I know. Wait, Robin, no, I'm not old. It's Robin Williams. Yeah, but nobody funnier, right, Joe Sebilia?
Nobody was greater, but it is getting a little too hip for me if Robin Williams is on Time Life. Stick with the Dean Martin roasts. I'll be happy.
Foster Brooks, still your comedy hero.
Oh, love him.
It's great. Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. 877-970-2999. We got a show. Hey, do we have a show for you? Gordon Chang is going to join us momentarily. A lot we were talking about, how do you deal with Taiwan? How do you deal with Hong Kong? How do you deal with China going in, taking over these countries? And how do we deal with it? How do we deal with it? Gordon does have an idea how to do it. And he will tell us that coming up in about 15 minutes. Gordon Chang right here on AM 970. The Answer with Joe on the radio. Paul DiGiacomo, president of the Detectives Endowment Association. What's going on with what went on when the police go to arrest somebody and then online, and in the name of God, I don't know why they just don't shut down the cell phones, but these little cockroaches, they're cockroaches, these nothing little protest rioters that they're just trying to take down the country. They're probably being paid. And then they tweet each other, they text each other back and forth. It would happen in Chicago. Chicago was a planned attack. The looting yesterday in Chicago, that was planned. They had planned that for days. They had deked out the I don't know where the intel was, but in this city hall run by Lori Lightfoot, the mayor, they had probably nothing there. And plus, you're cutting back on the police. So what happened the other day when they went on the in Hell's Kitchen to take down this creep who had actually just caused an officer to temporarily lose her hearing by yelling with a bullhorn in the officer's ear? What kind of human being is that? What kind of ilk is that? What is that? So then the police stood down, and then the DA releases this creep on his own recognizance. So Paul DiGiacomo is going to get into that, how tough it is to police in New York at this time. Andrew Alfano is going to join us next hour. Hey, open the gyms. This is ridiculous what's going on. Andrew is the CEO of Retro Fitness. He has been so respectful, so gentlemanly. He testified via Zoom, which I watched, to Trenton, to the officials in Trenton, and just pleading our case, saying, you will crush small business. But I'm telling you, the problem with politicians, if I don't know why or how. First of all, they're in office for 40 years, right? And second of all, how they get paid, and they don't even work. They take time off and they get paid. Then how do they get paid during a pandemic? If there's a pandemic and we're not allowed to open gyms, don't you think it would be only fair if a politician like the president says, I'm not getting paid, I'm going to donate my salary to a branch of government? Don't you think that the governor should do that same thing? We're not there. We have a pandemic. We have no plan on how to take care of this virus. We're just doing a political takedown of the system because we want to change who's president. That's what this is all about. I'm not going to take a paycheck. Can you imagine if a governor or a mayor said that? Why are they getting paid? And why? But people in who own gyms, which is a small business, are being crushed, stomped on, and put out of business. It's inexcusable. The lack of sensitivity, the lack of awareness, and that the press isn't all over it. That's what's very unsettling to me, that I have to be the one to talk about it. And you'll see, Sean talk about it. You see Tucker or Laura talk about it. There's some folks will talk about it, but that's it. There's just a very few of us who are just talking about it and dealing with it in a very truthful manner. Because the press, for some reason, protects these regressive socialist Marxists. Why is the press? Is this what? And by the way, once the Marxists, if they ever do take over, and they take the, who's the first to go? The press is going to first to go right after the protest rioters. They'll be put in jail, they'll be executed, and then the press will be shut down. I don't know what the end game is for the press that do not have the courage to question Mayor de Blasio or Governor Murphy or Governor Cuomo, really. Hey, Leo Terrell's going to join us, a renowned civil rights attorney. We're excited to have Leo with us on the show. Mike Gallagher, Dr. Monica Crowley as well, and Charlie Payne is going to give you Making Money with Charles Payne. We all watch on Fox Business. By the way, the book from Charles, Unstoppable Prosperity. You don't want to miss that. And you always at 877-970-2999. So, we're going it's so upsetting in New York, what's going on in New York, that John Miller's son actually mugged, but he wasn't physically harmed, Albert, is that right?
Basically, they took his cell phone and his wallet off of him right in front of Central Park at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, walking in Central Park. This is John Miller. John Miller's the NYPD deputy commissioner, great guy, has done so much for New York City. I remember him as a reporter. But he's done such a great job with the NYPD. His 13-year-old son was robbed. So this is why I got upset, because my daughter was saying, oh, Daddy, I'm going back to New York now. I'm going to go back to New York. And I'm petrified. You don't have anybody in charge in New York. And the police are virtually told to stand down. I mean, it's like what happened in Chicago. Look what's going on in the cities. And why isn't anybody talking that these are all Democratic-run cities? And why is Fox News the only person to say anything about it? Regular media doesn't say anything about it. Also this. And I like to always say things that you're not going to hear anywhere else. How is the power still off to thousands of people in Connecticut, in Long Island, and in New Jersey, in New York? How is the power still off? What doesn't the money we pay in taxes? How does the governor take a salary when people can't even get power? And then when you have a press conference, why aren't the questions the way they deal with the president? If you saw the president's press, after he signed those four executive orders the other day, and they were great, and they were blue collar, and they were on the money, and he went up against Democrats, he went up against Republicans, and went rogue, President Trump did, and he did the right thing. He did the right thing. The press couldn't stand it because they went against their candidate, the Democrat regressive socialist Marxist way. And the press, if you saw, they were lined up. There were like three or four lined up. They took a shot from the side in Bedminster. And they went after the president. Disrespectful. Little weasels. I've never seen disrespect. I challenge those same press people to go after Governor Cuomo the same way about the nursing home situation. Go after Mayor de Blasio about the city falling apart. What? They don't even question him. And then you have the local media carry the press conferences. Why are you carrying the press conferences when you're not even answering a question why the power is still out? The press is like hook, line, and sinker with these people. And they're afraid to say anything. Afraid to say anything. But people always call me. They go, hey, Joe, thank you for saying what you're saying. Keep the fight. Keep the fight, Joe. You know? And I'm going like, all right, I'll keep the fight. But wouldn't it be nice if the mainstream media stepped up and really tried to speak the truth a little bit? And do we go back to school or do we not go back to school? Hey, also, I wanted to touch this before we go to Gordon. I'm watching this press conference yesterday, and all of a sudden, a Secret Service gentleman came over to the president in the middle of his press conference, the beginning of his press conference, and talked to him, and the president did not get alarmed, and they did not whisk President Trump away. This was in the press room. And the president was at the podium, and they quietly walked out. And apparently, there was a shooting outside of the White House. So they just thought it would be safe to get the president out of there. So it all happened. It was like 5 minutes, and then the president was back.
He kind of sauntered out of the room. Like, it wasn't like people made it like he was rushed out of the briefing. He looked at the Secret Service agent. Yeah. Okay. Yep. And he walked out.
It went all right.
This is not a movie. It's not like, okay, Mr. President. It's not like, what was it, White House Down or whatever. What's the name of that movie?
I know, exactly.
We have a situation. Get to the bunker. Let's go.
But you know what? It was so funny. The president said, excuse me, like that. He goes, excuse me, to the Secret Service guy. Secret Service guy, was there a code word that he used, like, dog down?
You know,
like, does that? There must have been a code word that he had to say, time to move. But the president was cool because he didn't go, oh, my gosh, I'm running. You know,
yeah, I mean, they had the threat neutralized, but they wanted to get the president out of the way and put him in a safe place. He came back 10 minutes later, but they made it seem like it was this dramatic.
What's a good word? Bingo.
Bingo. Can't wait to see the movie version of this.
Liberty. Yeah. After Gerald Ford's dog. Liberty. How's that?
Liberty.
Roll over, Liberty.
Mr. President, when I say this word, that means we got to go. Because he didn't say, because it just seemed like the Secret Service agency said one word to the president.
Yeah, sounded like he just said, Mr. President, we need to go. Okay, you know, and he complied and walked away. I mean, really, we understand that the president's in charge, but when the Secret Service agent says to the president, it's time to go, you don't say another word.
I would have turned it to Jerry Lewis.
What's he going to do, stand there? There's a threat in the White House. Nah, I'm just going to stand here. Why not?
Right. So. I'm running now. I'm going. Falling, fumbling over. That's what I would have done. A Jerry Lewis exit. That's what I would have done. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Manning.
No, you would have taken glasses out like they were broken. You would have had the prop ready to go. Okay, it's time for me to go. I got to leave.
I just said walking one way and then going the other. And then
do I go this way? Which way's to the bunker? Hello? Hello?
Just kidding.
Mr. Media, we have to go.
That's what we need. A little comedy in the White House, you know, like that. No, so everything's good now. Apparently, there was a shooting of a 51-year-old suspect by a federal officer. It was 5:50 p.m. last night, right outside the White House at the corner of 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. The Secret Service said instead, suspect approached the officer, told the officer he had a weapon. The suspect turned around, ran aggressively towards the officer, and in a drawing motion, withdrew an object from his clothing. They crouched into a shooter's stance. What is wrong with these people? I think it's just they just want to be death by cop, I guess. They just want to commit suicide or something. So, but all is well. All is okay and all is well. Hey, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio, the great, the one, the only, Gordon Chang is going to join us live on the radio. Let's go to Brandi Scott. She's in for Debbie Duhaime, checking out traffic for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. A little bit sluggish on the Grand Central. Making your way westbound. Picking up delays there. Moving past LaGuardia. Great ride in both directions. Getting across the East River at the Throgs Neck and Whitestone Bridges. Hitting the brakes on the Cross Bronx. Heading westbound between White Plains Road and 3rd Avenue. After that, you're in great shape. Heading through to underneath the apartments at the outbound George. White Plains Road on the northbound side. Watch out for a crash over by Bartholdi Street. That has you bumper to bumper moving into that area. Inbound across the Hudson River, you're in great shape, both up and down at the George. No major complaints heading inbound at the Lincoln. Over at the Holland Tunnel, about a 15 to 20 minute wait, and you're going to see some heavy slowdowns on the Turnpike extension, making your way eastbound, moving across the span of the Newark Bay Bridge. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, a chance for a shower or thunderstorm, warming up to about 90 degrees. Partly cloudy again tonight, down into the mid-70s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Brooks Brothers appears to have a buyer to bring it out of bankruptcy reorganization. It is Spark Group, a combination of mall owner Simon Property Group and licensing company Authentic Brands. WHP Global has decided not to bid for Brooks Brothers. Spark also owns Forever 21, Aeropostale, and Nautica. It plans to keep more than half of Brooks Brothers stores open. Meal kit company HelloFresh says sales are still strong. It made a profit in the spring quarter, and it's raising its expectations for the year. It says summer business is more favorable than expected. Investment firm SoftBank made a profit in its spring quarter. It lost $9 billion in the year ending in March. SoftBank is known for funding Uber Technologies and other tech companies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Are you ready for retirement?
You don't have to cross your fingers and toes hoping for growth in this unpredictable stock market. There is a more conservative way, and that's to invest for income without all the stock market risk.
Call the Retirement Income Store at 866-935-9807 for a free, no-obligation conversation with one of our income specialists.
The Retirement Income Store.
Where retirees go for income.
Online at theretirementincomestore.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Stop supporting liberal agendas with the other senior organization. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that we care about, the values that have made America great, faith, family, and freedom. AMAC is fighting for us. They're fighting against reckless government spending and the expanding scope of the federal government. They are pro-small business and for securing our borders. They support our military and respect our veterans, and they stand for our flag. When you join AMAC for just $16 a year, you gain access to a growing list of benefits, including car insurance, roadside assistance, and discounts on hotels and travel, cell phone plans, dental plans, and more. All AMAC members receive the AMAC bi-monthly magazine with articles on issues that matter most to conservative Americans. Join right now at PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163. That's PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Gordon Chang is standing by. I want to tell you about balance of nature. I want to tell you about, I'll tell you it's about balance of nature. You could call balance of nature. I want you to go to balanceofnature.com and just use the promo code The Answer. Balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code The Answer. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form, and that's all you got to take because it's what I do. It's what I live off of because I do not eat enough fruits and vegetables. It's in a vegetarian capsule. It comes from my friend, Dr. Douglas Howard. Here is the number. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer. Don't forget, free shipping, 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Discount code, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Gordon Chang is a friend of the show. He's a great Jersey boy and the foremost expert on everything that has to do with China, with North Korea, with Taiwan, with Hong Kong. Gordon, always a privilege to have you with us, my friend. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, and it's a privilege to be on your show.
Always great to have you with us, Gordon. Every time I see something that goes down, and plus you're on constantly on television. Everybody, you're the go-to guy, Gordon. So we appreciate you jumping in with us. And I got to go right to this Gatestone Institute article that you wrote, which you call TikTok China's Trojan Horse. Gordon, my son Michael lives off of TikTok. He's on there. He's got so many followers, and he said to me, "Dad, tell the president not to cancel TikTok." But it is indeed a danger, correct, Gordon Chang?
It is, because Beijing is using artificial intelligence to curate content for your son and for others. Just to give you an example, I've got a friend in L.A. He's got a friend. His son is a nerd. Now, this nerd was never able to get more than 100 Instagram followers. But in 2 weeks on TikTok, he actually got 26,000.
What?
And the reason...
Yes, please.
And the reason, Joe, is because TikTok knows everything about you, your preferences, your fears, your vulnerabilities. And what it does is it takes your content and it sends it to people with the same likes, dislikes, fears, vulnerabilities. And that's why it's so addictive. And Beijing, I think, has been using the algorithm, changing it, in order to help unseat President Trump.
Wow. You know, I tend to think that because I see a lot of anti-Donald Trump on TikTok. And I think that's not by accident, is it, Gordon Chang?
No, it isn't. Just to give you an example, in June, President Trump held the Tulsa rally. Kids on TikTok organized a campaign to reserve seats they knew that they were never going to use.
Right.
And I think probably Beijing boosted the signal to sort of help the popularity of that malicious campaign. And AOC afterwards said, look, she said this to the Trump campaign on Twitter. She said, look, the kids on TikTok punked your campaign. We reserved all those seats we weren't going to use. So clearly Beijing, I think in that case, used it to undermine the Trump campaign.
So now I'll tell Michael that maybe to start weaning off of TikTok. But if Microsoft buys a ByteDance, which is the parent company of TikTok, will that be okay if Microsoft buys TikTok virtually, Gordon?
A lot of people say no. So, for instance, people say that Microsoft will still try to cater to Beijing. I don't know that, but I do know one thing. And that is to get Beijing out of TikTok, even if Microsoft or Twitter or somebody else owns it, it's going to take a line-by-line review of the code to get rid of China's malicious backdoors and all the ways it uses to manipulate the app. That's going to take a very long time. So as I say in that article, yes, President Trump saved American democracy by getting China out of TikTok, but he may not save his own presidency, because it's going to take a long time to get China out of TikTok unless we just ban it altogether.
I know, and we're so worried about Russia, right? Everybody talks about Russia meddling. It's really China who is meddling into this election, Gordon Chang, yes?
Yeah, you know, of course Russia will meddle in this election, but I think that when we look at the balance of effort, it's going to be much more in the way of China doing this, and China mm-hmm. will be much more effective than Russia. So the real threat this election cycle, Joe, is not Russia. It is China.
So that you think the TikTok in China, they're going into my Michael's TikTok account, and they go, wait, this is Joe Piscopo's kid. We better go in there. and they could listen to the radio show, and they could hear if we're pro president. They may get involved in that regard. I mean, that sounds crazy, Gordon, but that could actually happen, huh?
Well, China can listen in on you, Joe. Probably not through TikTok, because it doesn't have the ability to surveil that way. But it does surveil your son in other ways.
Scary,
and
man.
It's probably Oof. Working to influence your son to influence you on any number of things that are important to Beijing.
Wow, that is scary. Gordon Chang, by the way, on Twitter, @GordonGChang. Hey, so Gordon, can we talk about Taiwan? You were great. I saw you on Fox the other day talking about Taiwan and the dangers. You said, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon, that the president should just say, we stand with Taiwan. We will defend Taiwan. And that will indeed scare China away. I mean, you really feel the president should be that bold, sir?
Yes, I do. And the reason is, you know, we've had this policy of strategic ambiguity for decades, where we told neither Taipei nor Beijing what we would do in a wartime situation. That might have worked in the past, but it's not going to work now with an aggressive Xi Jinping. We've got to be very clear. The President of the United States needs to say six words in private and in public. And those six words are, the United States will defend Taiwan.
Wow. And what are the islands you were talking about? I had no idea. There are other islands that just surround Taiwan. And that's a danger as well?
Yeah, Taiwan is actually a collection of islands. Of course, there's one big island that we all focus on. But Taiwan also includes other islands scattered in the Taiwan Strait. And some of those islands are just a couple miles off of China's shores. So there are easy pickings for an aggressive Chinese military. And right now there are satellite images showing that China's massing amphibious vehicles on its side of the Taiwan Strait. This could very well be a bluff. But the point is, we need to warn China that it can't do this. We've had the policy of, you know, this ambiguity, which I mentioned. That policy in similar forms also led, led to the beginning of the Korean War, where we did not tell North Korea that it couldn't invade South Korea. And it also helped Saddam Hussein believe that the United States would not intervene if he attacked Kuwait. Now, Saddam Hussein attacked Kuwait and Kim Il-sung in North Korea attacked South Korea. We could have prevented that with some very simple words in public saying, thou shall not.
Gordon Chang, we have a lot of sailors who listen in the South China Seas to the program. They listen in the morning. We have some patriot parents that have these kids in the United States Navy, and we appreciate their stellar service, putting their lives on the line for the United States. How dangerous is it in the South China Seas? We are keeping a formidable presence in the South China Seas for fear of what China may do, correct?
Correct, because China wants to close off. South China Sea is international water. China wants to close it off, make it territorial. They call it blue national soil. If they do that, that's really bad because it's a critical body of water. But also what happens is other countries will get the same idea, and we will have a very different world than the one that created all this prosperity since World War II.
Wow, that is scary. And Gordon Chang, the great Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Before we let you go, Gordon, Hong Kong. I mean, what's going on with Hong Kong? You called it, Gordon. You were on the show. You said, Joe, there's like these military-like vehicles in Hong Kong. And you said, that's the China military, you said. And I said, they're not just like people that are going to go in there and have an outside peripheral presence. You said, no, they were in there. What is going on with Hong Kong, and how do we deal with that, Gordon Chang?
Yeah, Beijing is ending Hong Kong's autonomy, basically making it a part of the People's Republic, direct rule. They decapitated the main pro-democracy newspaper, Apple Daily. They did that by arresting the publisher, Jimmy Lai, his two sons, and senior executives. But, you know, the people in Hong Kong are fighting back. The paper itself is still printing, and people are lining up in the streets to buy Apple Daily as a show of support. But this is Beijing taking over Hong Kong and ruling it in a totalitarian-like fashion.
Does the president say to Gordon, like you said about Taiwan, we stand with Hong Kong and we're going to defend Hong Kong? Is President Trump, should he be that bold, sir?
He's been really great on Taiwan and Hong Kong. Hong Kong, he sanctioned 11 senior officials on Friday. That was terrific. It showed Beijing that there's going to be a cost, that the world is not going to stand by and allow them to absorb that once semi-free city.
I got to let you go, Gordon, but if Joe Biden gets in, how dangerous is that in regards to our relationship with China?
Yeah, Biden has that same pro-engagement theory that did not work for 5 decades. And I'm really concerned that he's going to undo the great work that President Trump has done on China, on Taiwan, on Hong Kong, because this is essential to the defense of the United States. So this is critical in terms of China that we continue these policies. And Biden has not yet made it clear that he would continue President Trump's policies. Matter of fact, he said he's going to change them on day one.
Gordon, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, Gordon Chang, columnist, pundit, author, Asia expert. You got to check out this Gatestone Institute article by Gordon Chang. Gordon, you're the best, man. We so appreciate your expertise. It is indeed a privilege always to have you with us. Love to your wife and all the very best. And please come back absolutely anytime, Gordon Chang.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe. To me, it's really great being on your air. So thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Gordon. Gordon Chang right there. He is the man. 7:37 with Joe on the radio. Here comes Big Al Gattulo with the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
77 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo believes an independent investigation into nursing home deaths during the coronavirus crisis is unnecessary. His comments yesterday came the same day members of the state legislature were holding another hearing on nursing home policies. Lawmakers say they want to know the factors involved in the deaths of more than 6,000 New Yorkers at long-term care facilities since the pandemic started in March. The governor says criticism of how the state handled nursing home residents is political. A state labor agency has blocked Monmouth County from forcing employees to come to work even if they've been exposed to COVID-19 but are not showing symptoms. Employees dubbed the practice quarantine at work, and they say it does not protect the public or workers from spreading the virus. The state's Public Employee Relations Commission has issued a restraining order against Monmouth County to stop it. CWA Local 1087 filed an unfair labor practice charge over the county's sick leave policy. In sports, Nationals rocked the Mets 16-4. The Yankees were off. They'll host the Braves tonight. The Rangers have won the NHL draft lottery. They'll get to choose number one in October. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Well, you are slowing down quite a bit on the Grand Central heading eastbound, moving between Kew Gardens and Union Turnpike. Some road work has been set up in that stretch. Also, repairs on the ramp eastbound to the Van Wyck, one lane block till about 4 o'clock today. Over on the westbound side, very heavy moving past LaGuardia. A lot of extra volume on the BQE westbound between the LIE and the Williamsburg Bridge. After that, you're doing okay heading over to the Brooklyn Bridge. Still a great ride getting across the East River at the 59th Street Bridge. No major issues at the Midtown Tunnel as well. A little bit heavy on the FDR northbound moving into the 90s. You've got some solid delays on the Harlem River Drive southbound approaching the Triborough Bridge. Making your way inbound across the Hudson River, still in great shape at the George, both up and down. Inbound Lincoln will cost you about 5 minutes. Over at the Holland, it's a 10 to 15 minute wait. Partly cloudy with a chance for an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, close to 90 degrees for the high. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott. on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Mako. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Connors, about Connors and Sullivan. You can go to ConnorsandSullivan.com, call Mike, 718-238-6500, please. You get that free telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself. You got to worry about your will. You got to worry about your trust, your power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan, who takes care of the probate nursing home costs. Oy, there's so much to worry about. The mama looks that come in your life that are there waiting like a shark frenzy on Shark Week. They're waiting for your money. You could protect yourself. You think I'm kidding, right? Not to make it personal or anything, but you know what? Mike Connors cleaned all that up for me, man. And if he could do it for me, just think of what he could do for you, huh? With the mamalukes in my life, you don't want to think about it. And there's always some, really, there's, if it's not the mamaluke, it's the federal government, the state government, the municipality. You know, they always want to nip away at everything you've worked so hard at. Protect yourself. Protect yourself with Mr. Mike Connors. You get in a state, you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan. Mike's been doing this for 40 years. And if he helped me, can he help you? All right. You can get a free comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself. He'll tell you how to protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home. All right. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. You hear Mike say that all the time. Call Connors and Sullivan today, please. 718-238-6500. That's a free telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself. 718-238-6500. Or visit Connors and Sullivan.
As life gets back to normal and we start heading back to work, don't leave your leftover stash of toilet paper exposed to rodents. Send them packing the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic device that utilizes the active wiring in your home or business to keep rodents and pests away. 100% chemical free and environmentally friendly. Just plug it in. It's that simple. My strongest performer, the Pro Unit, is good for most homes and small businesses up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. Is your home or business protected? If not, order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in. And forget.
You know, Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the nation. Well, they're open for takeout, curbside, or delivery. Check out the menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. And don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. You can still have quality Italian food during this difficult time. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about JLD tax. That's another thing. You worry about the IRS coming after you, right? I mean, oh my gosh, that's like they don't have anything else to do, but they will. They'll come after you. You can't talk to the IRS. You got to go to JLD tax resolution. You know, it's a local business that can give you the relief from the IRS that you need. You know, I've spoken with these folks over at JLD and they totally get it. John and Carmella specialize in helping people settle their taxes for the lowest amount possible. I keep telling you about these cases, right? Look at this. This one guy owed over $90,000. JLD was able to settle it for $5,800. Another client owed $55,000. JLD settled it for $3,000. Look at that. 201-479-2572. I love telling you things that can make your life easier, especially when the big conglomerate, the government, comes and gets you, you know? Oh, and they will, you know? Mention my name, Jersey Joe. The first 10 callers to JLD Tax will receive a free transcript investigation and analysis to help you get your life back. That's a $1,500 value for free. Here's a number for JLD Tax. 201-479-2572. 201-479-2572. 2572, or go please to 201tax.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Paul DiGiacomo is president of the Detectives Endowment Association. Detective, welcome back to the show. Paul, always a privilege to have you with us, my friend. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for your support. Great to be on the show again.
Well, we love the voice of the NYPD, Paul. You're jumping on, and our hearts go out to all the detectives and all of the NYPD for having to deal with what you have to deal with. Do we know about the allegations that NYPD officers that are accusing not intervening to help an 11-year-old girl? I mean, can we clear up some of these ridiculous stories that we're seeing out there, Detective?
Well, it seems that any response that the NYPD is going to now, they're met with violence, they're met with rioters, they're met with rocks being thrown at them, and it's a difficult situation. They have to keep themselves safe and the people in the city safe at the same time. It's a very, very difficult time in New York City right now, Joe.
And what happened with in Hell's Kitchen? Hey, man, that's where I cut my teeth, Paul, at the comedy clubs over there, 44th and 9th. And then I saw there was this one creepy guy. This is me talking, not Paul DiGiacomo. This is me. The creepy guy takes a bullhorn, yelling into the ear of an officer. Temporarily, she has a hearing loss, temporarily. I mean, but just the audacity, the rudeness as a human, from one human to another human who puts their lives on the line for us, Paul. So then the police go to take this guy down. Then they get on their tech. They text, and everybody shows up. And then the police stood down. And then they go to Cy Vance, district attorney. He lets this guy out on his own recognizance. I mean, you can't. It's like just going up this flood of inequity coming against the NYPD. But how do you work with something like that, man?
Well, Joe, these people are trained professional agitators, and they know what they're doing and how to do it. And I'm quite disappointed at the way that was handled that day. You know, you had some highly trained detectives on the scene. First unit on the scene was the warrant division. They were there to effect the arrest, and then the person became a barricaded perpetrator. And at that time, you had to have detectives from ESU, the TARU unit, and the hostage negotiation team responded. And they were out there for quite a few hours to try and get this individual out. Now, at that point, when that person is not complying, you have to make a decision to go in and make the arrest. For whatever reason, the city or the NYPD decided not to, and they decided to leave the location. That's not a smart thing to do in this environment. You're just emboldening the criminal element, and it's not good for the department. When you have a mission, follow that mission till the end, arrest the perpetrator, and put him in jail. Because, Joe, if something would have happened, if that individual would have went out and committed a crime against another individual in a city, again, the police department would have been held responsible. So it's very, very difficult times for the NYPD, and we have to get back on track or things are going to get even worse.
Yeah, and you had a warrant. There was a warrant for that creeper's arrest, correct?
Well, no, there was an I-card on him and probable cause for an arrest.
Gee whiz, yet to stand down. And then, Paul, I can't even imagine what you feel like when Cy Vance, why is Cy Vance releasing all these people? What's wrong with the district attorney, sir?
Well, most of the district attorneys here in the city, we have lost confidence in. Of course, they're letting people out because it's the popular thing to do. And they all have elections coming up, and this is what they think is going to get them elected. So I don't know why they don't prosecute the crimes in which we are arresting these people for. It doesn't make sense. They're letting these people back out on the street to commit more crimes than they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Paul DiGiacomo with Joe Piscopo. We always appreciate the head of the Detectives Endowment Association checking in with us. Now, John Miller, who has done such a great job with the NYPD, his son, NYPD Deputy Commissioner John Miller, his son gets now robbed in Central Park at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Paul, I mean, this is like, huh?
Crime has no boundaries. You know, there is crime happening throughout the city of New York. In all areas of the city, and there are violent crimes, robberies with weapons, and that's because the police have been handcuffed. These laws that have been enacted by the governor's office and the city council have handcuffed the police, and they can't do their job without putting themselves in harm's way.
Yeah. Paul, before we let you go, you know, I was talking on a personal note. You know, my daughter goes to school in New York, and then she's thinking about going back into New York. And I'm saying maybe now's not the time. When and how can you turn the tide? Because you got about another year or so of Mayor de Blasio's regime. Governor Cuomo doesn't want to touch anything. We all support the police. We all want you to do the great job that you've been doing. Will the tide ever turn until these elected officials are out, sir?
Well, right now, you know, New York City detectives, there's a tremendous amount of shootings and homicides out there.
Yeah,
and our
man.
Detectives are out there solving these crimes, even during these difficult times. But you, in order to have the police department work at its highest capacity, you need support from your elected officials, that being the city council, that being the mayor's office, and that being the governor. And we don't have your district attorneys, and we don't have that now. And it's a recipe for disaster. It's not going to work. More people, unfortunately, are going to get shot and died until someone in government wakes up, because government is as responsible for the safety of the people of this city as the police are.
Paul, thanks for Godspeed, man. Thanks for all you do for the city and to all the detectives in the Endowment Association and to the NYPD everywhere. We thank you. We support you, man. We're trying like heck on the air to have your back. And God bless you, man. And you're welcome here anytime, Paul.
Thank you for your support, Joe. And anything we could ever do for you, please let us know.
Yes, sir. Paul DiGiacomo right there, president of the Detectives Endowment Association. And as you listen in your patrol car, you are right. You are heroes, you are heroines, and we thank you for putting your life on the line for us every single day. God bless you, and God bless the NYPD. Joe on the radio, 751 right now. Brandy Scott's on the roads checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowing down on the northern state, traveling westbound, you've got some delays there approaching the Meadowbrook. Grand Central over on the westbound side, broken down car in the right lane by the BQE. That has you backed up to Ditmars Boulevard. Over on the eastbound side of the Grand Central, construction blocking a lane by Kew Gardens. Also one lane out with repairs on the ramp to the Van Wyck. That's not going to be wrapping up till about 4 o'clock today. A lot of extra volume on the inbound Gowanus from the Belt Merge through to the BQE. You've got some delays getting across the East River now at the 59th Street Bridge heading into Manhattan. FDR Drive on the southbound side, stop and go ride from the Triborough into the 90s. You've got some slowdowns on the Cross Bronx westbound moving between White Plains Road and 3rd Avenue. Also heavy heading across the span of the outbound George upper deck stall tractor trailer in the right lane by the New York Tower. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor, relieffactor.com. You want the 3-week quick start only at relieffactor.com. I'm so excited everybody's trying Relief Factor. It is time for you, because I see you. I see you not getting Relief Factor. You got to go to relieffactor.com. Why? Because it gets you out of pain. It's 100% drug-free. You know what? You could get the 3-week quit start for $19.95. It's about $1 a day to help you get out of pain. After that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. 3-week quick start. It worked for me in 5 days. In 5 days. And listen, not a clinical claim. I'm telling you how it worked for me, and I think it will work for you the same way. 3-week quick start to see if you can get out of pain. It'll be at your house in 2 to 3 days. Hey, don't take it from me. Let's listen to Margaret from Pennsylvania.
I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Works for Margaret, works for me, works for Al, works for Debbie. We think it will work for you. The 3-week quick start only at relieffactor.com. 800-500-8384. Again, relieffactor.com.
For more than 20 years, investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney has traveled the globe for evidence of some of the Old Testament's most miraculous events. Now with The Red Sea Miracle Part 2, Journey to Egypt and Beyond, as Tim interviews the world's foremost experts to discover the truth. The results are faith-affirming and fascinating. You must see Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle Part 2. To see this powerful documentary and others in the series, go to salemnow.com and use the promo code WNYM for 20% off.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring or looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Whoa, Joe Lundberg calling Joe Lundberg. Joe's our weatherman from the Weather Answer Desk. Hey, Joey, we got another hot one today, kiddo, huh?
Yes, we do. We still have that heat advisory in effect for the tri-state area until 8 tomorrow, so up to 90 or better today, and it's going to feel like it's in the upper 90s with that humidity. It's
wow. I love it. And then that only today and tomorrow, then it'll ease up a little bit if someone's concerned about it.
It does ease up. I mean, the second half of the week, I mean, we introduce a shower and thunderstorm chance a little bit more regularly, I think, starting tomorrow. I can't rule out something late today, but it's much more likely tomorrow and Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, I think a lot of that stuff slides to our south, but we'll take out the heat. Still going to be kind of warm and humid, typical for mid-August, in the mid-80s, I think, late this week and into the weekend.
All right. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. And the allergy report, please, sir. Thank you.
Brought to you by Balance of Nature. Today's allergy report, moderate to high once again across the area. It's been that way for a while. Looks like it stays that way into the weekend.
All right, Joe Lundberg. Well done. There's the man, Joey Lundberg. He is on it for you. It's going to be warm. I love it. I love that it's warm. Just make sure you stay hydrated, please. Look at me. I worry about you. You stay hydrated. How about your pet? You got to watch the pets. You got to watch the elderly like me. Apparently, I'm elderly. According to Neil Cavuto, as I did Neil's show yesterday.
Speaking of people close to retirement, huh? What? Hello, Neil.
We had some fun. You can check that out at Jersey Joe Piscopo at Twitter. We posted that. Hey, you know what? We're upset that the gyms aren't opening, and we're confused. We don't know why the governors just won't let us free. So Andrea Alfano is the CEO of Retro Fitness. Top of the hour. Join us. Give us a call. We're going to talk to Andrew Alfano, CEO of Retro Fitness. And you can't keep the small business down, man. They're just crushing small business. Leo Terrell on next hour as well. Renowned civil rights attorney. And he's the author of Your Rights at the Workplace. Mike Gallagher, Dr. Monica Crowley, and Charlie Payne with Joe Piscopo on the radio.